He's back tonight, this political gem, the man who made tens of thousands of Americans say, hey, who was that guy? During the Democratic debates is leaving the Democratic Party. Senator Mike Gravel is now a Libertarian, and he's planning to be America's third party candidate. That's what he wants to do. Senator, hey, thanks so much for being with us tonight.
Thank you for having me on and giving me new life.
You're rejuvenated. You know what I'm thinking? People are probably thinking, aren't you supposed to be out there campaigning for Barack and Hillary?
No way, no way. In fact, I'm gonna beat one of them.
Are you down on the Dems?
No, I'm not down on the dumps. In fact,
the Dems. Are you down on the Democratic Party and Hillary and Barack specifically?
Well, more the Democratic Party, because essentially they had no respect for my values. And those values, I was a bit of a maverick, I admit that, but these values are more libertarian values, and the Democrats are supposed to have a big tent, but not really.
What do you mean when you said they didn't have respect for your values? You know, a lot of people made a lot of, you know, jokes about you being, you know, the uncle who is invited to the party and is not afraid to say that the things that aren't necessarily niceties that everybody else is afraid to say. Was it that got you in trouble, or did people not take you seriously?
No, what got me in trouble is talking about the fact that the Democratic Party is very much for the war, just like the Republicans. What got me into trouble was the fact of saying that the Democrats are imperialists, just like the Republicans, and that they're supported by Wall Street and the military-industrial complex. That's what got me into trouble. And, of course, the libertarians buy into what I'm talking about. They want no war. They want no American imperialism.
So am I hearing you say that the whole thing is fixed?
Oh, of course it was fixed from day one. It was the celebrities. They were being anointed by the people who control our society, the military-industrial complex. Here, I just want them to answer one simple question.
Joe.
Why is it that we, this country, we spend more money than all the rest of the world on defense when there's not a single country that threatens us?
I take it from listening to what you're saying that you're not big on the surge, then, as many Americans are.
Well, it's not a surge, it's a failure. Just look at what's going on. And they've admitted that there's no way they're going to get you out of Iraq. I will get you out of Iraq, and we will restore stability to that part of the world in a heartbeat.
Let me ask you something about the surge, because there's a lot been written about it in the last week, and it seems like really it's about the Shias getting rid of the Sunnis in Baghdad, which looks more like managing L.A. street gangs than it does actual military combat. Does that bother you?
Well, of course it bothers me. And then we had Petraeus telling the Congress that he was passing out millions of dollars to the Sunnis, the tribal leaders, so that they would tamp down their opposition. And so now we have paid for the arming of the other gang. Little wonder now that they've got the wherewithal to have a civil war.
And
we
paid for it.
The
convention is in May. And you're hoping that the libertarians are going to get together and say, this is the guy who's going to represent us. Why should
That's
they do
right.
so?
And I'm campaigning to get their support to be their nominee. And I'll acquit myself admirably in their cause.
Senator Mike Gravel, always good to have you on. Thanks so much for joining us, Senator.
Thank you, Rick, for having me.